Hey, gang. With Stitcher's free mobile app, you can listen to your favorite radio programs and podcasts anytime and anywhere you want. Stitcher's wide breadth of programming lets you choose from the latest in news, talk, sports, business, and entertainment from the media industry's premier content providers. It's the easiest way to stay connected to your world while on the go and receive news that's important to you in a format that fits into your busy day. How Did I Get Here, along with 65,000 other shows, is on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, and any of the pads. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Let's get down.
Did I get here? And now here is your host, John Howdy.
All right. Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope that you had a great weekend doing whatever it is that you do. I have a great show for you guys today. Scott Collins and Lexi Cardenas came by the apartment last week. I sat down and had a great conversation with them about their brand new EP, Let's Start Here, which comes out this Saturday, April 8th, and they're celebrating with a release show at the Blackheart this Saturday, April 8th. It's 10 p.m., and it's absolutely free. They're playing with some other bands. It should be really great. I love the Blackheart. It's down on Rainy Street. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, Scott and Lexi came by the apartment last week and we had a great conversation about making the EP, how they got to know each other, Scott's studio, Chicken Run Studios, which is where they did the record, and you will get all caught up on it. You can go to scottcollinsproject.com to find out how to get this EP. And if you live in Austin, you can definitely get it at the show Saturday, April 8th at the Blackheart, 10 p.m., totally free. Have a great conversation with my friend Scott and my new friend Lexi. That's all coming up in just a minute. Before we get to that, let me tell you what's going on with me. It is Saturday night. That's when I'm doing this this podcast. I'm sitting in my hotel room at the Marriott in Houston, Texas, by the Galleria, waiting to go to the Wortham Center to play the 50th anniversary of the Society of the Performing Arts of Houston. So I'm excited about that. I'm about to put on my suit, but I figured I would sit down and talk to you guys about this week that's been. So this show tonight is the fifth day. Skyrocket's been at it. We did like a couple of days this week in Austin for a construction convention that was going on at the convention center. And we played, I talked about what we did on Wednesday, but Thursday night we did a show with Tone Loc and Vanilla Ice. Like, they were to play before us, and then we're the party cover band, so we were gonna play after them and close out the party. Well, believe it or not, first let me answer a couple of questions that you probably have. You're probably thinking to yourself, when there's Tone Loc and there's Vanilla Ice, how do they do that? Who plays first? Who's the headliner of those two? Well, let me tell you. Loc played first, Vanilla Ice played second. Your second question might be, are they friends? Turns out that seems like they're friends. And Vanilla Ice invited Tone Loc up on stage for the last song that he did. And then they walked around while they played like three Bob Marley songs, like Redemption Song, No Woman, No Cry, and some other kind of mellow song. And they walked around and, you know, said, yeah, into the microphone and took photos with fans that were on stage with them. It was weird. Anyway, then they came off stage and we got to say hi to them, but there's no picture with us because we had to rush onto the stage. They were rushing off of the stage and going to do this photo op with all the people from the company that hosted the event, which held like 2,000 people. So it's in this giant ballroom, Vanilla Ice, Tone Loc. So let me tell you what happened in the afternoon during sound check. So we get there and we're supposed to play from 6 to 6:30. All right. And we're supposed to show up at 5:30 for a quick little sound check. Our stuff was already set up from the day before, so we could just kind of get going. So we're supposed to play on this little side stage playing music while 2,000 people enter this giant ballroom. And then Tone Loc would play, Vanilla Ice would play, and then as soon as they exit, a DJ would take over, and we would move all of our gear onto the big stage, set up in 30 minutes, and then play a two-hour party dance set. Well, that did not happen because when Vanilla Ice showed up for his sound check at 5:30, there were some problems with the sound situation. So he was having problems. His monitors sounded like shit. And by the way, if you were wondering if he uses a bedazzled microphone, he does. red jewels all over his microphone. Anyway, so he's checking the thing. He's trying to go through it. He's not being a jerk, but he's being demanding. You know, he's like, hey, this sounds like shit. Let's get this together. You know, I know there's something going on here. This is not right. Blah, 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 blah. And so finally, he kind of tells the sound people to take a hike. And they bring in our sound person, Catherine, who's absolutely fantastic. Catherine Stegall, fantastic lady. She runs sound for Skyrocket. She travels with us everywhere. And I love her. She's amazing at her job. So she goes over and takes over, brings our board over there for Vanilla Ice to use. And he uses it. But it ends up taking a very long time. And they had to hold the doors. It did not matter to Vanilla Ice that there were 2,000 people outside this ballroom just kind of milling around waiting to get in and see him perform his smash hit Ice Ice Baby and also the Ninja Turtles song. And also he did a slew of covers. He even did, what's that song? Oh, Turn Down for What? He did that song. Anyway, so the thing goes on. Our sound lady, Catherine, fixes the whole thing, and everything gets started very late. They nix our opening 30-minute set for the people walking in, and then we're just going to play on the big stage after the show. Well, we went on an hour late and only had to play an hour. But I will say this. When Tone Loc and Vanilla Ice came off the stage together, we were on the side of the stage, ready to start going on and staging our equipment, and Vanilla Ice came up and he was like, hey, you guys are the band, that's your sound lady? And we're like, yeah. He was like, she's fucking great, man. That's a professional, man. You guys hang on to her. She's the best. And I thought that was real sweet. And then we said bye to him, said, hey, Loc, good show. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. And so that all happened. So that was my Tone Loc Vanilla Ice experience. Pretty weird, but also pretty surreal. Then we came to Houston on Friday night, played a party for the West U neighborhood softball something or something for kids, something. It was a fundraiser and it was good. It was a lot of fun. Saw a couple of friends there that are part of that whole thing and got to hang out with them. Then got home to my hotel and kind of wanted to go do something. So I ran out to the Continental Club here in Houston. We haven't played there in a while. I wanted to say hi to the gang, to my friends Mo, Holly, and Dave, and the other folks that all work there. So I did that. We had a good time, had some cocktails with my friends, came home, went and hung out with my grandma today, and now I'm getting ready to head down to the Wortham to play this show for the Society of Performing Arts 50th anniversary. So it's been a busy, busy week for me and for Skyrocket. I'm looking forward to rehearsing with my new band this week. I'm looking forward to hanging out with my dogs this week. And Skyrocket, in case you're wondering, plays this Friday, April 7th. At Hanover's in Pflugerville. So if you want to come out and experience the magic that is Skyrocket, get on out to Pflugerville at Hanover's this Friday, April 7th. And also, don't forget, if you're not doing anything Saturday, April 8th, and you live in Austin, my friend Scott Collins and Lexi Cardenas are releasing their EP, Let's Start Here, this Saturday, April 8th, at the Blackheart. Everything starts at 10 p.m., and it is free. You can find out all about the album, find out how to get it, find out more about Scott Collins at scottcollinsproject.com. So I hope you guys all have a great week. Thank you for listening and enjoy my conversation with Scott Collins and Lexi Cardenas. Let's get down.
Alone, 'cause I choose to these days.
Germs, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a. It's not like cosmic love.
No,
it's
just no. Like, I like oh, hey, your how you doing? Yeah. The, yeah, approaching it on your terms. I like that perspective.
Well, I didn't know if you guys knew that you were. I invited you over, and we needed to do this last week because I was really having some problems. But you guys are here to help me work out my problems, and that's what this podcast is.
Good. All yeah. Right. I have a bachelor's in psychology, and like
you,
I may
just
have said
on the
before.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't need to know my background, but I can technically get in trouble. Help you in any way you.
Yeah.
Need. Yeah.
Scott and Lexi, you guys played some shows during South by Southwest. You can sit on the table, man.
I like that.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't. Then people know you're drinking water. You played South By. You played some shows during South By. How did that go?
Wonderful.
It was
what?
Fun.
You guys have been on TV. I saw you were on TV.
Yeah, we kind of run the TV stations around here. No. But yeah, no, we'll be back on TV again on the Thursday the 6th, promoting the EP release for the 8th. We're going back on Fox 7, and then CBS is going to run something. We don't know when yet, but during the week, they're going to run a little spot. Because we were just on CBS We Are Austin. We did a spot with them pre-South By, for South By.
Right.
And then, yeah, I think they're going to run another spot before our show.
Right. So
and
this then, will yeah, come Fox out Tuesday because you have a brand new EP. Let's start here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, jumping right in. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're jumping right in. And you have a song that I heard, Bones Are Buried. Is that for everyone to hear? Or was that
sure,
just for me?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. No, that could be for everyone. And then also, we're getting so close. I don't know. You can look at the CD I gave you if there's something you like.
Oh, yeah. But did you give me one?
Yeah. It's around here somewhere.
No, you didn't give me one. You gave Lexi one, and no. You just showed me like a price list of your merch.
That was today.
That was basically like, oh, hey, you know, our t-shirts are $20. I didn't bring you one.
Price list.
Unless you have $20.
No, okay, I have your care package, and I brought you one last the week we couldn't visit. I was like, yeah, here.
Oh, you did, and I have it over there. You're right. Sorry.
No worries. But yeah, Bones Are Buried is a fun one. It's as a little intro, a little teaser, if it is, because a lot of them have Lexi singing harmonies, and on Bones Are Buried is just kind of violin, guitar, and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
that's you on the violin.
That's me on the
now
violin.
Now what differentiates someone who's playing violin and playing fiddle? The style of music?
The style. I think I'm playing a little bit of both. I have some little fiddly licks on there.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Fiddly licks.
Yeah, some fiddly licks.
That's gonna be the name of my new album.
Fiddly licks.
That's a great name.
It really is.
It's either gonna sell a lot or people won't buy it because of the name. Saturday, April 8th, this Saturday coming up, the Black Heart, you guys are doing your EP release, 10 p.m., and it's free.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You excited about that?
Yeah, a week from this Saturday, yeah. Yeah,
no,
incredibly.
We're talking, when people are hearing this, it's Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
I speak in terms
I'm
of...
I'm the one who did it.
Yeah, I swear, just, I got it.
Yeah.
I don't make that many mistakes.
On this. You too.
Just us two, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, you really came in and ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, I did. That was my goal on this round.
Okay, so how did you two meet? What was the story? Like, what's your background, Lexi, real quick before we get into it? We know Scott's story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been playing violin since I was 7, so most of my life. And
now, did you ask for the violin, or did someone lay that shit on you and say, like, you're playing violin, Lexi?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
My best friend joined the program, and I wanted to join with her. And then I decided I didn't want to play because the violin was really nerdy, and my parents are like, you're not leaving the house until you practice.
Oh.
So that was my life.
Yeah.
But then it was I went to college for music, and it was kind of my ticket out of El Paso. So I pursued it, and then I ended up here. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You needed a ticket out of El Paso, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Otherwise,
what's it like growing up there? It's weird, right? I mean, that place has, it's got tons of vibe, and it's great, mm-hmm. but it is weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me.
No.
No.
Now, there's some characters. Do you know, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he owns a Sonic Ranch recording studios out there.
Oh, what's his name?
He's like the professor from Back to the Future.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
We don't need roads.
Yeah.
But he's real cool.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on his name. I haven't seen him in a couple years. Anyway, so mm-hmm. Do you ever go out there and do stuff? Or what did you do musically? Like, were you just like trained? And then playing in orchestras? Like, are you trained? Are you
classically trained. My senior year of high school, I joined a group called the Texas Fiddlers.
Okay.
And so I was the only Mexican in this group, like the name Alejandra, and I wore like a cowboy hat and cowboy boots and a little vest. And I stuck out pretty crazily, but it was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And that's the first time I put a pickup on my violin and started playing live music. And that was kind of like the shift of all of it. So when I got to college, I started playing in bands in Austin. And
that, oh, yeah?
That's how I met Scott. I was playing in a band with a mutual really good friend.
Okay.
And that's how I met you, I think.
Yeah,
where
about
were you playing? Like
ago.
What place? Like, were you going to college here? UT?
I went to Texas State in San Marcos.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you were coming up here and playing with people and
mm-hmm.
getting into the thing.
Yeah.
And so what did you, that was your major in college?
Yeah, violin performance.
Okay. But not teaching. Do you teach?
A little bit, yeah. Privately.
Private lessons.
Yeah.
Okay.
On my own.
No. Mm-hmm. So did you, what bands, did you play in any bands I would know?
I played in, it was... the Arch Supernova. It was a really weird like art rock band like 8 years ago.
That sounds cool.
David Butler from Missio, this band Missio now. I remember, wasn't David Butler in that?
That was one of his first
seven
bands.
Years ago? Yeah. I don't know. David and Ross Falcon.
Yeah, and then I played with Mighty Mountain, who was later Messages. And I played a little bit with Mother Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's had
one
those
of
guys
many,
on the show.
Many violins.
Yeah, I was going to say I wouldn't have been able to pick you out if I saw you with them because there's 952
exactly.
people in that band.
She's the one doing the little fiddle parts.
They split up and then they did a thing again? Or what's going on with those guys? I never know what's happening with those people. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
They seem like they're, seems like it's a non-profit. Then sometimes it seems like it's a band. Yeah. And then sometimes it seems like they're like... doing Habitat for Humanity. Do they build houses? Is that what they do? They have no. They do something.
Not that I'm aware of. They have like a summer camp, like a
there you
music
go.
Camp, okay. Which I'm going to be doing.
You will
of.
Be doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're still friends with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell them I said hi if they remember me.
All right. I'll let them know.
I think we just played a show at Mohawk where they were playing outside.
Were they?
I think so.
I forgot.
Oh, didn't notice that they were playing at the same place that you were playing?
Well, I didn't even really notice
that's
until...
Like, that's like, oh, I walked by. Was Polyphonics replaying? I don't know. I walked by.
And Hikes was playing, and I love Hikes. Oh, so okay. I got to okay. see them. And Mother Falcon.
And Mother Falcon. Was,
yeah. Yeah.
Mother Falcon! Yes. Sorry, I wanted to say it like that.
I wanted you to.
So, how did you guys meet? Just kind of in the scene?
I actually remember, unless you want to take it, but I remember the exact day we met.
Whoa.
Tell the story.
Well, Daddy. We either met at this show I was doing at Antone's, but I think it was actually through our friend Ross Falcon, who is his real name. Oh. He's off in New Mexico or Utah or something making stars now. He's a rocket scientist. But he started out, he's a genius, but he was a record producer also. He helped me work on my stuff. And I remember I was living at my old apartment and he brought her over to meet me because I was kind of doing this folky thing and he really liked it versus this rock and roll thing I was doing that was, you know, bloody and sweaty and beer soaked, the Suicide Pistols. And so he was like, yeah, man, like I hear this folky thing. And he introduced us like, yeah, anywhere from 7 to 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm bad with time. But yeah, it was a long time ago. And she came up. We met each other. And then I did the Southbound Drive thing. And then when I broke up with Southbound Drive split up, I met up with Laura Poyser, who I played with. But we were supposed to meet, right? Like
and play together.
We were supposed to play together.
He never
together
called
again
me,
then.
So I didn't show up. I don't know.
So what happened? You eventually like...
No, Laura Poyser and I... Well, we jumped onto TV. That was our first gig together. Like it was way too much too soon. But we did well. We had a lot of great gigs together. It wasn't.
You have
know.
A friend on the TV station or something that you're going.
No, this is something else. Yeah,
he owns
no,
it.
I
just
got yeah. no. This was Infinite Hour. They used to have the show called The Infinite Hour. Infinite Media would put it on uh-huh. One on channel 17 or 16 or something. But yeah, like right when the Southbound Drive broke
oh, right.
up,
yeah,
I jumped
yeah.
right on Infinite Hour. Yeah. But I asked Laura to be with me, and that kind of just forced us to playing gigs together again.
Yeah,
because she learned my set, and then we just started playing. And unfortunately, yeah, I missed the call to her because fortunately because we had a great run, and then it just
Laura.
We weren't perfect bandmates, and this is what I love. It's like
this
is what I call the cosmic thing.
Yeah. At Wero's during South by Southwest when we were hanging out, Scott, he was gushing about you.
Oh.
And then last week he was like,
I
can't, I'm not going to do the interview without her.
Oh, I love you, Scott.
it's too amazing to kind of like all the bands I've been through. I've loved every single person I've been with, but it's just never been I don't know. It's weird being a songwriter. Maybe it was ego at times. I don't think so because I usually try to keep it in check. But
you don't seem
this
like
is
a...
like a perfect bandmate. I don't know. There's something about her that she just totally gets my music, gets me and my temperament. I text her, God, if I have to text her one thing, she gets at least 7 texts. And she's at her
true.
Day job. And it's just, I mean, and she just puts up with it. We go to any club and it doesn't matter if it's cold or 110 degrees or if we get paid or not paid. We just rock it out. She's like I don't know.
So it's just you two on stage.
It is.
Yeah, sometimes we
planning
bring a drummer,
on bringing
but...
a. Oh, do you bring a drummer and then it's drums, guitar, and you know what?
That guitar. Yeah. Right there.
No, that's it.
Intermission.
It's a Wurlitzer. Sorry about that. My phone went off, and I tried it. I want to be professional and have it off, but...
Yeah, no worries.
You can't always... Okay, so so whether it's 110 degrees or freezing outside...
She's there.
Yeah.
And we... And it's all rock and roll. And then, yeah, sometimes we do bring a drummer on board. We've tried that out for a few shows. So then it would just be violin, acoustic guitar, drums, and harmonies. Andy Hamill from the Dirty Heat, a great local rock band, will join us. But I did have intentions, you know, I wanted to do a full band for this show. And now that we're releasing this EP and it's just us on it, I wanted to keep this show honest and transparent where it's just us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People, we put on our performance and they can see that. And then for other shows, yes, I have full intentions of bringing Andy back, but then also bringing a bass player on to really fill out that bottom end.
Right.
And doing it.
I think I'm off on Saturday.
I see a bass here.
No, to come and see it.
I know, I got so excited too. I was like, thank God, you see, this is why I love her. You'll say it for me, and I don't have to, because they'll look at me and like, shut up, stop trying to.
You know, I have a new band, and our bass player couldn't make our rehearsal on Saturday, so I played bass.
Oh.
It's not that great.
No.
We're not looking for that great. We just need, you can hold it.
Solid.
Look.
Yeah,
good.
I can do that. Oh, psh, just what are you rhythm. Kidding me?
Just
holding it. I mean, like, you know, you could put me on a poster with that shit. I'd look like I know what I'm doing.
All we need is a picture of you, Johnny, on a poster, holding a bass. We don't even need a bass player.
Maybe with violin it's different, but when you grow up and you're playing guitar, there's a certain amount of time as a kid. If you start as a teenager, I don't know if you do it as an adult, because I don't do it anymore. And it would freak me out if I stood in front of the mirror with my instruments, like, you know, like making faces and blue steel and like fucking, oh, yeah. Like, I figured all that shit out by the time I was like 16, and then I got out of the bathroom.
Nice.
And stop checking myself out. But I think I did enough work during that time to last that the poses are just like second nature now.
Good. Yeah, that's smart. I'm having to figure that out now. Like, especially during South By, it hit me, and it's hit me before, but the idea of like you know, just the people may be filming now or taking pictures at any time. So we are performing. Like, don't like play well and kind of learn certain poses so you're not looking fake. And then also being able to work with some of the photographers and videographers that may come out to catch some stuff.
Well, yeah, if you're going to be on TV too all the time,
apparently,
you got to be doing that. But it's interesting because you do have, there's like a thing at South by Southwest. And I remember this from like not the first time I played, but sometime in the early 90s going and seeing how people just like, you'd see them play all the time, but you'd never seen that before. And sometimes it looked a little ridiculous. Like they were over enthusiastic. Like, you, no way you're this into this. Like, no one's this into this. But without it, like a drums and a band, like where were you playing? Like what kind of venues were you doing at South By? Because I know that that's a tough thing. And then you get up there and you want to execute. And there is a little bit of pressure. Not that Dave Warner from Warner Brothers is like, that's the guy from Warner Brothers. Actually, the guy that signed my band Gaudi is the president of Warner Brothers Music. But
nice.
I know, but he was a drummer guy. He like ascended.
Makes sense.
So say this guy comes, he's probably not going to come, but there's other musicians, there's booking agents, there's press people. So you're a little more cognizant than you would be at just like a show on a Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we're also just a two piece. So it's like,
that's what I was going to say. How do you, what kind of electricity it just comes out of you guys?
Well, yeah, I think
it does. I struggled when I first started playing in a band. It was hard because I was a classical player and I was instructed not to move, you know?
Right.
So it was very stiff and I had to learn to just kind of like let go and feel the music. And I've played in rock bands where like I'm playing electric violin and there's like shredding going around behind me and I'm like jumping around and like,
oh, that's cool.
Completely soaked and out of breath. And I know that this isn't a project for it, but I think it, and what's interesting is that maybe.
You don't know what's coming. People don't know what's coming.
Once I start playing bass with you guys, it's going to get, I'm like flea on stage.
One of the gigs, I stepped beyond the monitor already.
No way.
You
broke the fourth wall.
I did. Almost. I almost jumped off and I was like, well, what am I going to do out here?
What do I do back here?
What am I going to do out here? What, play guitar?
But we both, we're very intuitive and we look at each other and we kind of like play to each other. And I think it works out. I don't know. I've liked it. I think during South By it was a little different, but I think it also, we had some really great shows, and when you're watching, I think it's like you're playing to the crowd, but also like what they give you, you're giving back. Yeah. And there was like at our last show with Penny Loafer, there was a lot of people and everybody was really engaged, and I feel like we had a lot of energy that, you know, we were giving back.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
I think there's a thing sometimes, there are people I think that go up there for their ego to be fed, like, oh, you love me. But I think sometimes the actual thing that gets confused for that by general people, you know what I mean? Like people like, I love performing, but it's not because everyone's looking at me. It's because you get into like this thing, and it's like a circle of energy that's going to the people, and it's coming back to you, and it's building. And then the people are with you, and then you are in charge of kind of their time for that hour or however long, you know, you're playing. And then it becomes so amazing that buzz that you leave with like that exchange that you've had with people. And like sometimes after a show, do you ever notice like someone will come up and say hi to you and they're just like, man, your band's great. Do you ever just like fucking grab them and hug them because you feel like you went through this thing? You're like, dude, I love you, that was so amazing, you're they're like, you're great, you're like, no, you're great, like, you guys are great, you know what I mean? Like the audience is great.
I know what you're talking about. Up until that last point, that's when I just turned to Lexi and I'm just like, thank you so much for existing and being here. And but yeah, well, mainly just because for me, it's like I actually am now finally beginning to connect with an audience again. I started out my career, as I told you, just like playing improv, like because I didn't have enough songs to fill 2 hours. And so I was wild and jumped off the deep end. And then through everything I've been through, it's like I went through full rock and roll and then back into the depths of just within myself and out through folk into then finally playing with Lexi, where on stage, when I say the perfect bandmate, I mean like I can finally fully disappear into the songs that I don't even know what they mean. You know, a lot of the lyrics still haven't spoken to me or revealed themselves or the stories or anything, and I can just almost fall back like into a trust fall. And on stage now, I've worked myself back into a better performer again in terms of being more in that space, in that moment. And now that I'm finding more freedom within that, I can actually interact with the audience more of what you're talking about. But it's been a long journey for me to get back to that place. And it's playing with Lexi, it's so perfect and comfortable that I can just be in the music, like I said.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is I feel like when you do all the different stuff, like when you were doing the improv, like crazy guy thing, when you were doing like crazy rock band stuff or even classical stuff, you get those are like the pieces of your education. And so you have that in your thing. And by the time you're here, all that stuff is going on. You know what I mean? But you've learned to be more stoic and more controlled with the crazy improv. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've learned to bring out more of the quiet stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's an amazing thing. Wow. Do you notice that?
I do now. Oh. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I notice it after a long, like, sometimes I'm a sideman and I go out on tour with people, and I did a tour like 10 years ago with Ian Moore. And it wasn't until a month afterwards that I was on stage and I was like, oh, I picked up some shit from that guy. Like, I got a couple of good tricks. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That happens to me through everything. That's now. Great. Everyone I'm around, yeah, I just kind of soak everything like a sponge. To me, it's constant learning. We're all at the same party. I've said this, you know, analogy before, metaphor. We're all at the same party. We're just, you know, casually moving from room to room. And, you know, I learn everything from everybody.
Damn. It's fucking, they're after me.
I know, but I love it.
Do you guys know the Psychedelic Furs?
I know the name.
I just remembered they're playing over at Emo's tonight.
Oh
wow.
That might mess with my Chinese mellow.
Chinese buzz, yeah.
They wrote my favorite song.
No way.
Yeah, my favorite song in the whole world is a Psychedelic Furs song, and it has been since I was 14.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Cool. I played it my whole career for my first band. I still play it at shows.
What is it?
Love My Way.
Oh.
You know that song?
No. Just keep bringing instruments. No, I just keep bringing me more instruments. Build this song.
It's a room song here on there the dance floor. It's a passion. You know, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Liz and she.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you want to see that guy? What are you guys doing after this? Want
to
go?
I may have to go watch Pretty in Pink.
The movie?
With the girl, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were actually going to watch that movie?
No.
Oh.
Now.
I just haven't talked to
my name's Alex, yet. Right?
Yeah, so I don't know why my life isn't determined by those conversations. Alexander, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't... Well, Psychedelic Fur is pretty heavy. I might take her, although she might leave you for a very sexy 60-year-old man. 65. 60.
No, but she'd have a great time.
She'd have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
This is a very silly conversation. Can I tell you something just off the record?
Yes.
Even though it's being recorded?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I told you, I like you, man.
Oh, I like you too.
Yeah. Thanks. I see him around.
Yeah.
I hear from him every once in a while. He texts me, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, all right, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. No one ever asks how I'm doing.
I'm
just
know.
Like, hey, man, he's still there.
I wonder. Things pop into my brain. It's like, I wonder how that human is doing.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, I don't know. I've been through a lot too. I went on a little journey as I dropped out of grad school, and I studied psychology for so long, so I was kind of into being a journalist and a storyteller is what a songwriter is. So I was kind of going through that my whole life, even through high school, just kind of observing and really getting to know who I wanted to be around. And I just kind of drawn to certain people. And so, yeah, just kind of.
Nice. I'm drawn to you. I'm drawn to you too, Lexi, even though I just met you. This is turning into a very.
Could we start a
thing.
Band called Drawn to You?
Yeah, Drawn to You.
Perfect.
Drawn to You.
And on stage, we can have someone like draw caricatures of us or something. I don't know. That I have a lot
great.
Of ideas.
My friend Chris Taylor, he's a great artist.
See?
There we go.
Yeah. He's a great artist. Hi. You know that guy? You guys should be friends. He lives in San Antonio. Great.
Okay.
Great songwriter. Great
That'd be
dude.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll Facebook him right
Facebook
after
him.
Chris Taylor, if you're
Chris
out
Taylor.
There, I'm coming for
he
you.
He listens to the show.
Friend me.
He actually tweeted about the show either today or yesterday. About
Ooh.
It was a good show.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, of
See,
course.
What a nice guy. what kind of line of questioning am I doing here? So what all shows did you play during South By? Let's go back to that because we're just out of there. What happened?
Well, it's actually really cool because, you know, we hooked up our friends Penny Lo for helping me release my EP. I love them. We did their official showcase, but then everything else we did was the second stage play. Yeah, South By has these officially sanctioned shows that they play at hotels.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have, like, we played with amazing people, Jackie Venson.
Oh,
it's
my buddy.
Band of Heathens was on one, a
also
bunch of
buddies.
Them. Played with
Tamika Jones
right after her. Yeah, that
really?
She killed it. Oh, so amazing.
I would hate to follow her. There's a
I
lot
feel
of
bad
because
I think
coming out of her face and just she's like.
Well, honestly, luckily I'm never afraid anymore because like just our vibe
yeah,
together,
yeah,
like
good.
What we do, it's
different.
Like, dude, we have it's different, but
if
it's
you were
still...
a soul singer and you had to go on after, then I'd be worried.
No, if I wasn't just odd and tattooed and singing in a falsetto and she wasn't killing it with harmonies, but I do have to give Tamika Jones possibly a shout out really quick. Someone bought us a drink before the show, and I don't drink alcohol, so someone bought me a, one of those non-alcoholic drinks, and I didn't know we're playing our show, and I finally get down and I smell it and I wasn't sure, so I just kind of kept going with the show, and I made a mental note to thank you, whoever it was from the bar who bought us a couple drinks. I never got to say thank you, and Alexandra and I were surmising that it may have been Tamika because she couldn't stick around. Her and Alex are good friends, and I'm friends with Tamika only because I'm cool. Just kidding. I don't know if we're friends. But thank you for the drink if you're out there.
I always think we're not friends. And then I see her and we're great friends.
Yeah. It's rock and roll summer camp.
She said
we're all
I
good
took
friends.
Over the interview.
Yeah. It's rock and roll summer camp. When we see each other, we see each other and we're great friends. When we don't, we can't. It's tough.
Yeah. Okay. So those side stages, the second.
Yeah. I was at hotel. So it was like, I
saw
with some
of those.
Valet
I just
parking.
Threw away all my books yesterday from it. But I did a podcast there that was in a hotel in JW Marriott. But it was in more of like a conference room thing.
Okay, yeah. We were right in the lobby for a bunch. We played the Hyatt Regency.
Nice.
And I'll be going back to them in May and playing one of their Friday series. But we did the Hyatt Regency. The Westin is where we played with
The Hilton
Taco Project. And then the Hilton out by their... Cannon and Bell Bar out in the lobby.
You're playing with great artists, Jackie and And Tamika, yeah, really great artist.
It was a dream. It was fun. They offered us a lot. We got up to like 8 offers. Like we could have played like 8 official shows, and it just, we really couldn't book at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, did we're you take off work gig that week or something?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, you kind of have to, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to.
Yeah. But I let my couch get dusty.
You did?
No, just kidding.
Did you miss your flannel?
Yeah.
Do you have animals? Either of you guys?
Not yet. I don't, but we are working on it.
You have dogs? How many? What kind?
I have 2. Jack Russell mix and a little lab beagle mix.
Nice.
Very cute. Very needy. They missed us.
Mm.
They haven't met Scott yet.
No, we're working on that.
That's a problem.
Are you married? Or you have a boyfriend?
I'm engaged.
Oh, engaged.
To a lady.
Yeah, what's her name?
Mo.
Mo?
I love Mo. I'm cheering.
How do you like it? How do you like it? Mo.
That's her. So,
yeah, how do you like our love?
I never go low. I decided to go low and you left
me. I think you did a good job.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. They got engaged in Ireland. I'm taking over because I'm so freaking excited.
I like the take. I like the
Scott Collins takeover of how did I get here.
Yeah, Johnny's out this week. It's me, Scott Collins.
Yeah. I sneak into friendship and then I take over your podcast.
You can cover it like David Bean Cooley covers for Terry Gross on Fresh Air.
I can't do your job. I don't know anything.
But sometimes I know he just does the intros and she still does the interviews. So that's kind of cool. Like, Terry's out today, but we'll go back to her conversation with Scott Collins. Yeah. And Lexi Cárdenas. Is it Cárdenas or de Cárdenas?
Cárdenas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? There's that a de? What? Yeah. Why is that there? I'm Cuban and I know Cárdenases, mm-hmm, and I know de Cárdenases.
I don't know. I've never met a de Cárdenas. If you're out there, I want to meet you.
Give us a shout out, man. Find us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Are you guys on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes. How not you, together.
Okay. What about, okay, so yeah, you got the ScottCollinsProject.com. What about, you got a Facebook, a music page?
Yeah, we are separate. Like, and she is an amazing singer-songwriter also, and does a lot of really cool loop pedal stuff, which I'm also really into, but just not as I'm not up to her speed yet. And so I like I'm throwing it out there now because I'm not going to make any lies on radio or podcasts. We are going to do some cool stuff like that, like loop pedals and full bands. But yeah, she's so amazing. What's your stuff?
Tell me about that.
Artist.
I just started doing it about, maybe a year ago. I was watching Kishibashi, and he is amazing. He used to play with Of Montreal and Regina Spektor, and he just goes up there on stage with a loop pedal, like outdoor stubs, just him and a loop pedal and a mic, and fills the whole space. It's crazy. So I got a couple loop pedals, and I started playing with that, and I play guitar, play violin, play percussion, and sing. And eventually, I might get a band behind me, but right now I'm having fun just doing it on my own.
When you can do that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right?
You know what? I've done solo the whole time. When those loop pedals came out, you mm-hmm. know how guys would use them? And it was like 4 minutes to get to the beginning of the singing of the 2.5-minute song.
Yeah.
That was a little much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I've seen people use it brilliantly. Like, have you guys ever seen Steve Poltz?
Mm-hmm. No.
That guy is... Like, as far as like being like a solo person, like he's just all over the world all the time. That guy is like, he is easily one of the best performers I've ever seen in my life.
Is he local or get to
no,
Austin?
No, he does get to Austin.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So we can check that out.
Yeah,
and
he
everyone
comes
out
to Austin
a
couple times a year. A couple times a year. Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Yeah, he's famous. He wrote "You Were Meant for Me" with Jewel.
Oh,
and he's he's this guy. He's wild. He's insane. Sober. Hard to believe. Very hard to believe.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so I've seen that guy do it, does it really great. But like, what loop pedal? Because I was just talking to our bass player this morning at this gig about it. What loop pedal did you get?
I got started with the Boss RC30. I was really overwhelmed by that big setup thing. So I got
that
one.
He said those sound crappy, though.
It's actually not bad. Okay. I have it go through my amp, and I mess with it a little bit. It's good on the violin, and I also have a Line 6, the green pedal, which also I do some looping out of.
You can loop on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the multiple delay pedal.
Yeah. So you can also loop on that, and I do that, and I have the Pog octave pedal, so mm-hmm. I can have all the bassy stuff and sound like an organ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's killer.
With pedals, yeah.
Do you have a record out or anything?
And I'm working on one.
How do people find you?
I'm on.
Is there a LexiCardenas.com?
It's LexiViolinist.com.
LexiViolinist.com. Can you hand me a pen, Scott?
Yeah.
Please? Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Are you working for the show?
Yeah.
LexiViolinist.com.
Yeah.
.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone, get out there and find this out. I'm going to go find this because I did not brush up on this.
She's recording some at my studio, Chicken Run. It's down
Let's
south.
Talk about Chicken Run. What's happening there?
We're getting up and going again. I mean, we have everything.
Right.
Tooling around a little bit with Frenchie, and basically we're working on some infrastructure stuff that we need to do, like getting some AC right over the 5088 because it produces a lot of heat. Just some little infrastructure stuff that we're going to do, and then we're jumping right back into recording. But we're still moving along. Like Van Wilkes is coming back in. This will be, I guess, a week ago or whatever when this mm-hmm. airs, but like this Sunday, and then another vocalist is coming in. And then we're also doing stuff within the space when we can't use the gear necessarily. So like Lexi and this amazing engineer, Lindsay Kappa, came in and recorded us. We did a B-side and then also recorded some of Lexi's stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we're still making it work while we do the infrastructure. And then once that's done, we'll be fully up and running again.
You did the CP at Chicken Run?
This EP, yes. Yeah, the Let's good, Start man. Here. Yeah, Chet did that. And then we'll be doing some Alexis and then jumping right back into recording, hopefully with us, because there's way too many songs. We just kind of, pick these and like, let's do these. We perform these really well. And they're still, like for our live show, I may want to see if we do one that that almost made the cut but didn't type thing. And
right. He's a songwriting machine, this guy.
It gets a little nuts.
What kind of, do you have a regimen? Do you get up every day and write, or do you set aside time? Are you one of those guys?
Luckily, no. It just kind of always, it purged out of me a lot at the beginning of my career where I just like wrote. And it'll still do that now, but I used to like rent movies and drink a lot. But now that I don't drink, I've noticed that it comes from working. So I'll like, if I have to rehearse, like if I'm freaking out over my vocals for the record, I'll go in and I'll rehearse five, to a click track or whatever. You know how it is. And then
replacing one with the other. This one's positive.
But luckily then I'll literally like right? just lean back and write a song, like have one of those 10-minute purges. So like My Old Chicago, My Old Home Chicago on this record, I was just rehearsing for 5 hours or whatever and just sat back and like just exhaled and just started playing the lick and immediately hit play on the record on my cell phone where I say I have 759 songs that I transferred, which is true, but people don't believe me. David Butler got mad at me. Anyway, I just hit play and the whole song came out. And I was just like, whatever spirit, like, thank you for kicking with me on that, because I didn't have to change any of the lyrics, none of the guitar. It was cool. I just slowed down the little rung part, the little old kind of go between, but.
It's funny because what you just described is that that equation that people say it's 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. Like, you might have had an idea for a song, but it took the 5 hours of you beating your hands.
Yeah. And then the other day I just felt it. There's some days I'll just feel it and I'll just be like, oh my God, I just have to go in there and touch all the instruments.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like all my, I have a fur ball. I gotta get that out.
Yeah.
Just go in there and get them out.
Look at my fucking place.
I know. Yeah. Just alone in here
with
some inspiration, I'd just,
yeah.
I don't,
You know what that's called is, David Garza?
Yeah.
There's a guy that records at Sonic Rancher. He calls it motivation.
Yeah.
But he has to use that voice when he says, motivation.
Motivation.
Yeah. It's a motivation. So... It does take a lot of work to get that stuff. So you have all these songs, and so what happens now? This release on Saturday, mm-hmm. April 8th at the Black Heart, 10 p.m., and it's absolutely free.
Absolutely free, which is awesome. Yeah, I'm stoked how this really, it all came together, working with Penny Loafer PR, doing it at Black Heart Outside, 10 p.m. free, Nine Banded Austin Whiskey is now a sponsor.
Yeah.
And they're just going to come out and buy free drinks for people. So you get free drinks, you get merch, as you saw the merch page, but Johnny will get his gift bag, your Scott Collins swag bag.
And Scott Collins swag bag.
Scott Collins swag bag.
You get everything.
Yeah, you got it all.
You get to hang out backstage this show.
You know what? I'm going to do a little recall.
You get in the green room.
Lexi's just sitting there. I go, I want mo
money at some point. I'm just kidding.
How is, you know, I've never played at Blackheart. Is that a good?
I haven't played there either yet. That's another reason I wanted to do it.
If you're having your record release there and you're like, no, it actually sucks and we're not.
I've played there. It's
yeah,
fun.
It's good?
No,
yeah.
I chose it because it smells good.
I'm excited that it's the outdoor stage, although it's just us.
Oh, here. It is the outdoors. I've gone there and seen my friend Jonas Wilson had a residency there for a while.
Okay, cool.
And then my friend Jonathan, I think he's still doing those Tuesdays, Jonathan Terrell.
Terrell? Yeah. Yeah, it may hop different days, but he's definitely doing it all the time. I wanted a place that was just really accessible and fun for everybody. Like, I've done most of my releases at Stubbs.
And, me too.
Like, Antones and stuff. Like, back in the day, we did our release with Shaky Graves at Stubbs and then the Parish and that kind of stuff. And I was like, man, I want to go somewhere where everyone could come. And I hadn't played there, and I was just really stoked on it. And,
it's also one of those things where you're like, those places that you named.
Yes.
People don't just go there to hang out. People don't go like, hey, let's go to the Parish tonight and grab a drink. Because, you know, you don't know who's playing.
Yeah.
But like a Blackheart, you might get exposed to totally new people. So
I wanted people
totally
to be able to just hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep this whole thing honest as what it is. Not try to upsell anything we're doing and not sell anything. Literally have the experience just like lead into what comes next. You know, shaking hands in the merch booth and seeing if you like stuff. But you know what I mean.
And this record will be available. It'll be available on the 8th, but online is going to be some different timing. You said that.
Yeah,
right,
I'm working that out with Penny.
Did we have that conversation?
Yeah,
we had it out, over here in the kitchen.
I think so. Yes. Yeah, because it's. I mean, it's getting tracked along. I got it in there in more than enough time that it may be ready like early, but I shouldn't tell anybody because then. But we're not that special that they're gonna like. If you find it and find it early, good for you. Have fun. Buy it. But
you
it'll
just
it'll
keep hitting refresh eventually.
Yeah, just hit refresh. Hit refresh from now until the show.
Until the record appears.
Yeah, and you might be able to get it early. But I worked with TuneCore for this one. And Amy over at TuneCore has been amazing. And
she's amazing.
And so it'll be ready. Everything will be ready. I can't believe it, like saying it out loud. But yeah, we've got everything ready, and it's awesome.
Okay, so you've got everything ready. You have the release show. You play the release show. Then what happens after that? I hate to be the guy that asked that question, but is there like, we're going to go to this place and play, or we're going to try and do this kind of thing, and we're going to make a video. You want me to make a video?
That's where we're... Right. That's what I'm thinking. That's where my head's at. I have an idea for a music video, and I think I know the exact song off the EP. There's two songs that I have music videos to, but one song completely writes itself. Like, the story of the song is just what you have to tell. It's kind of, it's this really pretty story of how two kids fell in love in high school and, you know, met over the years. You have to listen to the song. I'll explain it later. But that video, I'd rather put on hold and do this fun, poppy idea video.
Oh, yeah, you tell me that, yeah.
And right now, anyway, Andrew Bennett just won the Photographer of the Year award, the live photographer, and we just worked with him.
Yeah, your pictures are great.
He's amazing. Yeah. And I'm not sure if he's done a music video yet, but we're kind of talking. I'd like to move on first to a music video. So release the EP. I'm booked through May. I know Lexi's booked, and we may have shows together as well. And then I want to, and this whole time, start working on a music video.
And you're booked for shows when you do shows... How do people know?
I've built up relationships.
Lexi's going to be there.
Certain shows are just like how I survive shows. Like I get residencies at the Driscoll.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they just know. Okay. Like I'm just like, I'll tell them. I need to play this one solo. Day job, so it won't fit with the hours she's doing. Or.
Yeah.
Or I just tell them something.
How do you like that Driscoll gig? That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I love it. Driscoll and then Craft Pride keeps me on a pretty good schedule. And there's a lot of great places. The Hyatt just picked me up for something. So it's, you know, I love the airport. I play all the time.
Yeah.
Michael Pencox got me really busy out there. So between that and then I love playing with Lexi.
Me too.
But there's just, you can just kind of tell. And especially like to circle around back to the Blackheart, not having played there, we are playing outside, but inside is beautiful. Like, I can't wait to go back there with Lexi.
Yeah.
And especially once the EP gets released, you know, during the week and hours that she can't do it, I'll gig. But then everything she can do, she's in, and she's amazing with her day job of working it out. All the TVs, you know, TV and radio after work, rehearsals and stuff. It's
one day I'll quit.
She's a hustler.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, not you.
Or music or what? Oh, your day job. Oh, my dear God.
Yeah.
Oh, my dear God.
I didn't know how to tell you this, so I thought I'd tell you in a podcast.
Yeah. I immediately grabbed the water and just
He's back. He's drinking again.
Well, this whole time, I'm trying to avoid drinking and gulping in the microphone, and this one's...
No, you're not. Johnny, get a contract.
Johnny, I'm sorry, but we've done too much for you.
What, anyone else on that bill? At the Blackheart? Who else is playing that night?
It's actually cool because it just, we, you know, the night fell together. We didn't put it together. But right after us is, what's his name? Josh. We did a Buckley. Josh Buckley. Not Jeff Buckley. We did a tribute to Jeff Buckley at Spiderhouse with Ruby Jane. But this is Josh Buckley.
Yeah, I was going to say it'd be pretty disgusting. Jeff Buckley.
We're doing 10 p.m. outside. Then Josh Buckley is playing outside. And his Facebook's likes say that he's got a lot of friends. And I can't wait to see them all and meet them all. And then Motel Radio is playing at midnight inside.
Hmm.
I heard it's a really cool band from New Orleans, I think.
I should check them out. If I'm in town, I will go.
Cool.
Can you put me on the guest list?
Of course.
It's free, you guys. Everyone's on the guest list. That was my little joke with the audience. They're all laughing in their cars on the trail. Johnny, he's so silly. It's free.
And I got it.
Chicken Run Studios. What about if someone's listening and they want to record there? It's going to be, you got some
infrastructure. We have a website up and you can contact me, chickenrunstudios.com.
Okay.
And then I've got scottcollinsproject.com and on Facebook. You can just kind of hit me up and we can talk.
Hit him up. Let's talk. Let's do this thing, guys. This EP is called Let's Start Here. You can go to the Scott Collins or go to scottcollinsproject.com. The show is Saturday, April 8th at the Blackheart, 10 p.m. and it's free. Now, Lexi also has a website and is working on some music. You can go to LexiViolinist.com to find out more. Is there anything that I am missing? Do you see how important that was that I said that?
We are a hat band.
We're not a hat band.
You're not wearing a hat band.
I'm not wearing...
That's so hilarious, though. I didn't know it existed. I just got a hat because I just wanted a hat. So my girlfriend and I went out one day and I got a hat. I got a hat. I don't know. I wanted a hat, a pair of pants, and a pair of boots. I don't change much. I usually stick to what I have. I don't change much. So, yeah, apparently she was playing with someone, and he was like, oh, I've heard of that Scott Collins guy. So you're in a hat band.
Yeah. Really?
I wear hats on.
We wear hats and glasses.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of you with
that. That was just serendipity. That isn't like...
You know, a couple years ago, before my friend Jake Flores moved to New York, he's a comedian, but he also worked at some bar. I can't remember what bar, but he was like, oh yeah, the Wallflowers all came in last night. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, man. It's like, how was that? And he's like, they all wore hats. That's a hat band. Like a whole band of hat guys?
Yes, exactly. No.
Please.
Like, you don't have to wear a hat when you play bass with us.
When I'm in the band? Yeah. I got some hats, though.
Yeah, you could wear a hat.
Now all of a sudden I'm arguing for the hat. I'm like, but I've got some really good ones.
See, that's my reverse psychology I use on people to where they're like, well, no, we actually won't wear
it. I mean, that doesn't look like some silly ass hat that some guy got at Target. That's like a hat from a specialty hat place.
We went to Gorin Brothers.
Yeah. What's the place?
Gorin Brothers, yeah, on Congress.
Oh yeah, that's a good place.
A lot of shout-outs.
There's a place in the Domain. Have you ever been there?
I don't know.
You know Elvis Costello. Is that the Domain? Is that the one by the Whole Foods up there?
Yeah.
On the 183 that way?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Or no, Mopac that way. Mopac, right, yeah. Okay, Domain. There's a hat place there by the H&M. That's the place Elvis Costello goes when he's in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got pictures of him on the wall and all this shit.
Ooh.
He's a hat guy. Serious hat guy.
And that's cool. I dig it. I'm just I get something I like and I stick to it until it falls apart and I need another one.
Yeah. Well, I think you've done a great job investing in that hat, and it's not, you're not just a hat. That's a real hat. That's a man's hat.
You're a man's guy.
Yeah, it's like Don Draper would own a hat like that.
Yeah. I mean, I quit shaving my chest, to be completely honest, I think around high school.
Oh, good.
So
Whoa.
No, never mind. When can we edit this?
No, there's no editing. But what kind of chest hair did you have before high school that you were shaving it?
Sir, there are some ethnicities in me that we have not found out yet, but I've got some stuff going on.
See, you and I, at least we're just Latinos, man. Don't need that weird shit with that hairy guy chest. Man, you got a lot of tattoos. Yeah. Okay, guys, the album, the EP is Let's Start
that
Here.
That man's shirt came off.
Lexi Cardenas, Scott Collins. Go to scottcollinsproject.com and go out to the Black Heart in Austin, Texas, Saturday, April 8th. 10 p.m. and it's totally free. If you do not live in Austin, but you want to purchase this album, go to scottcollinsproject.com.
It'll be there eventually.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
This is wonderful.
I'm glad we made it.
To remind us of the inner child left out to play.
All right, Scott Collins, Lexi Cardenas, that was great talking to them. Don't forget their EP, Let's Start Here, comes out this weekend. Go to their EP release at the Black Heart this Saturday, April 8th, 10 p.m., absolutely free. Thank you to my friend Scott and my new friend Lexi for coming by and having this conversation with me. I hope that you guys all have a great week. Whatever it is that you're doing, don't forget that Skyrocket is playing this Saturday in Pflugerville. If you live in North Austin, Round Rock, Pflugerville, whatever, get out there. It's a good show and it's a good time. Get involved. And don't forget, while you're out there looking up stuff on the internet, like the new Scott Collins EP, Let's Start Here. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on TuneIn. You can find us on the iPhone podcast app. You can find us wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to it. You will get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday. And also, don't forget to like our Facebook page. How Did I Get Here's Facebook page. I'll post a picture of Tone Loc and Vanilla Ice on there for you guys. All right? Let's hear some more music from Scott Collins and Lexi Cardenas from their new EP, Let's Start Here. Don't forget to go to the scottcollinsproject.com to find out all about it. Have a great week, whatever it is you're doing. I'll be thinking about you. Let's get down.
From sleep, come on over and rescue me. They're laying on it hard and it's tough to breathe. So hurry like the breeze and lay with me. Song is rolling in my mind on repeat. You enter softly, scene to scene. I can hear you singing as I drift to sleep. And the storm is fading like a midnight dream. Upside down, you're all that I found to bring me around. When I'm upside down, you're all that I found to bring me around. I got you here, it's fair, you see. I drink my pain and smoke my grief. Will you mend the hate in me? No many men have lived before. Many of them have died in wars. At times I feel just like a boy. But baby, I've outgrown your toy. When I'm upside down, you're all that I found to bring me around. When I'm upside down, you're all that I found to bring me around.
I'm so sick.
still singing and I'm not gonna leave. Laying here just watching you breathe. I love you cause you're good to me. Couple of hours in the morning you'll see.